Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, heard in Boston and throughout all 6 New England states. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF, the big fella Christian is back with us right now. And, of course, it is championship weekend, the NFC and the AFC championship games. It's usually Patriots Friday, has been for the last 20 years on this radio station. It's Buccaneers Friday today, though, wow. Apparently, because we're all talking about the Bucs in this game. And part of our broadcast today is, as always on Friday, Mike Lombardi, who joins us live on the Harbor One Hotline. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We're doing great,
Mike.
It's
good.
Just terrific. So we've been throwing this around because it's made the rounds in the national media, and I know you're all piped into it. So they're claiming this is the GOAT versus the boat. Tampa Bay and Green Bay, Brady and Rodgers. Brady being the GOAT and Rodgers being the boat. What's the difference between the greatest of all time and the best of all time? Because we'll give it to you. Rodgers is the best of 2020, right? But
yeah,
what are they doing?
I mean, I think I think one of the reasons they drafted Jordan Love is because I think the last 5 years Aaron hadn't played to the Aaron that we're seeing this year. So whereas Tom's numbers, never really they came down, but the team always won. Green Bay's won one Super Bowl. I mean, this is the hard part. I mean, look, Drew Brees is going to have to retire. He won 151 games in New Orleans in his career, counting playoffs. He's 9-8 in the playoffs. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. But you almost feel shallow that he only went to one Super Bowl and won, And it's the same thing with Rodgers. Like, is really – you have one of the great quarterbacks of all time and you only got one Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lou.
No, I was going – yeah, and I agree with you, But I wanted to ask you about Brady because we're having this discussion whether, he goes further than maybe even next year. I'm just curious, when you watch him, because he doesn't look like Manning at the end. He doesn't look like, sure as hell, didn't look like Drew Brees there yesterday as well. As far as, still has zip on the ball. What are you seeing? Like, what happens to an aged Tom Brady that makes him look different? Maybe you see it now. Maybe you expect to see it in the next coming years.
Well, I think when he gets hit, right? I think it's all about quarter. I think you saw it with Brees. They get hit, their eye level comes down. And I think that, when they protect Tom, and they've done it really well in the playoffs, and they've done it well at points during the season. They did it last week against the Saints well, and he's got time to throw the ball. He can still wing it with the best of anybody. And, even in the goal line, he can move a little bit right or left lateral. He's not going to run. So, it's hard to see decline. I think when you start to see decline in quarterbacks, it's always related to yards per attempt, and that's always the key number. And when that your eye level starts to come down and you start feeling the rush – then all of a sudden it seems like it's going to be the end. Whereas, maybe you thought that was happening with Aaron Rodgers. But with Tom, I mean, he's been so good at it, and he's been able to. I mean, this year he averaged 7.6 yards per attempt, which was the same he averaged when he was with the Patriots in 18.
When we try to pick these games, you use all the different, yards per game. They won last time. It's just so many different, stats. But I always feel like, you know, there's needs to be a variable, like a human element variable. I'll just call it that for the lack of a better word. It's, you know, whether it be a chip on your shoulder variable that some teams are better at than others. When you look at this game between Brady, the Bucks, and versus Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, which team do you think has a stronger, I don't know, human element variable that would help them win?
Human element variable. I mean, I don't really understand that one. You mean motivation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just using that because because there's more than just stats when it comes to these games. And nobody, right. And I think it's hard for you to add that into your equation of wins and losses.
Well, I think there's no doubt. I think there's more than that. I think you have to look at how you manage the game. How do you play this game, right? How do you handle the game as it's going on and how you attack it? Situational football and what you do in those games. I think that's really the key. And playoff football is so dramatically different than regular season football. So that, you know, that factor, you know, last time Bruce Arians was in a playoff game, it was with Carolina. They lost 49-15, you know, and they beat Green Bay the week before in overtime. So, you know, I mean, that was when he had a 14-14. So I think it's how do you play these games in the situation that you're in, how you handle it. To me, that's really more what it's about. I think the players play hard. I think when coaches try to make too much and try to utilize too much play, don't keep the game plan as simple as possible where the players can play fast, then there's confusion, and you don't want to make mental mistakes. That's the last thing you want to do in the most important game of the year is give up a couple plays that are free access touchdowns. I mean, that's what happened to us in 15 when we played in Denver. We had a couple mental breakdowns on defense, and Manning made a couple touchdown throws.
I don't think it's surprising that Patrick Mahomes cleared protocol. I think everybody thought, even after the hit on Sunday, that he was going to play in this game. They would find a way. But I'm wondering, looking at what Buffalo provides, the fact that they can't stop the run, the Kansas City put up a lot of running yardage the last time they played, and they can't run themselves. Should there be more concerned about his toe? Because if he continued to play that game last week, was he not going to have some difficulty? And if you take away the running element of Mahomes, you change him, don't you?
You do. I mean, you got to keep him in the pocket. I mean, that's the key thing. Those loose plays, I mean, first of all, those receivers are hard to cover in general. But then when he starts moving around back there, it's hard to stick to him for an extended period of time. And I agree. I think, look, the concussion's got to come into Andy Reid's play calls. You're not going to quarterback sneak him in this game. You're afraid he's going to get hit again. You know, and so you got to be careful there. You're afraid about the toe, so you want to limit how much you're going to utilize him as a runner. They love to utilize him as a runner on a fake option where he knows he's going to pitch the ball, but he tries to take a defender to him. I think it's a little bit of how they match this thing up. You know, I would be nervous about that. Buffalo played that game to encourage Kansas City to run the ball. Sean McDermott did not believe Andy Reid would call runs. He had worked with Andy Reid. He knows Andy Reid. He felt like there's no way Andy's going to, no matter how light I make this box, he'll start calling passes. And Andy was disciplined. Andy's changed. He called. They gained 245 yards. The bigger issue was Buffalo couldn't do anything with the football. They had the ball 22 minutes. They couldn't do anything with it. They had the longest pass play was 22 yards to Cole Beasley. You know, Stephon Diggs averaged 7 yards per completion, per attempt. Per completion in that game. That's why they lost that game. There was no offense generated. They can't do this. If they punt in the second half, they will lose. If they don't get a time of possession under control where they have it 38 minutes. Here's the remarkable thing about what the Patriots did when they beat them up in Kansas City the last time. The Patriots had the ball 43 minutes. Now, I know the game went to overtime. They had it 4.5 minutes in the overtime period. And the Chiefs had the ball 21 minutes. The Chiefs had the ball 3 minutes and 30 seconds in the fourth quarter. That's all they had it. 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and they scored 24 points. Okay?
That's amazing.
They scored 24 points amazing. In 3 minutes and 34 seconds. Nobody remembers this.
Yeah.
You got to not only – people say, we got to keep the ball away from them. No. You got to keep the ball away from them and score. And then you got to have the ball last.
So it sounds to me like you like Kansas City in this game, but do you think Josh Allen has it in him? Because you know they can't run the ball. I mean, Moss is out; they just don't run it. Can Josh Allen do it?
No, they didn't want to run it last week. They knew it was in bad play. I'm with Glenn. I think I'm worried about Mahomes. Look, here's what Kansas City has told us for the last 9 weeks: they're not very good at covering any spreads. So if you take Buffalo and the points, you got a pretty. And Buffalo's taught us the last 9 weeks. Ooh. is they cover every spread. The only game they didn't cover was the Hail Mary play. So, you know, to me, I think this is a great opportunity for Buffalo to go in there and to play a different style. They need to play better on offense. They have to control this game. And they can't rush the passer. So that might be actually, I don't want to say it's a good thing, but you want to keep Mahomes in front of you. You can't let this guy get out of the pocket.
All right, Mike, on a lighter side, okay, two-part question for you. Were you able to see Dan Campbell's press conference for the Detroit Lions? And
yes.
So I want your thoughts on that. And in the end, do you think it will work?
Well, I mean, I think it has to be authentic. It has to be every single day. You just can't turn that off and on.
That's my point. Do you think that every single day will work?
Look, I think that's why that works in college. It doesn't work in pro. You need graduation for that. You know, because that's the most. But in the NFL, there's a lot of graduation. 5 years, you always have a new team. For me, it's not my style. It doesn't resonate with me. It fits. I mean, it's Chris. You ever hear Chris Spielman do a game before he went, when he was on Fox, before he left to go to the booth? It's like he was like Chris Spielman in the booth. Oh, you got to have pad level. You got to use your flipper. You know, like seriously, like you're watching a different game I'm watching, bro. Like, it ain't the same thing. Like, you got to be smart. You got to be calculated. You got to get the quarterback. It isn't about your pad. We're not playing high school football here. All due respect to high school football. So for me, it's not my style. I think it's definitely Chris Spielman's style.
You always talk about ownership when you're going for a job, and I thought it was interesting to see how the Philadelphia thing played out, and Jeffrey Lurie's paying an awful lot of money to Carson Wentz, and I think he wanted to find somebody who was willing to take on Carson Wentz. So Josh is out of that job. How important is that for Bill Belichick? Because it's not getting a lot of play here that Josh is coming back, but how important do you think it is for Bill Belichick in this rebuilding program now?
Well, I think it's vitally important. I mean, look, Josh is a trusted ally of Bill. He's a trusted aide. He's someone that Bill talks to about things that pertain to the entire football team, not just the offense. And then Josh can do something that very few humans in the world can do, which is coach the quarterback and scout the quarterback and develop the quarterback. So those things are all what Bill needs this time of the year. And I think it's huge. I think it's the Eagles' mistake. I mean, you know, they hired a guy, never called plays. They're now making them. The Eagles are truly like a nostalgic tour band. They want to go and they want to hire somebody who has reached that 17 season, and they can't get Frank right, so they'll take a coach who's been with Frank right. I mean, I think this is going to be a hard event.
Yeah, Mike, do you think – we had this discussion too, right? Eric Bieniemy comes up, and they talk about this guy getting his job because Frank Wright, you know, letter of recommendation. They were in the Super Bowl last year. I don't remember too many stories on Eric Bieniemy, the great offensive coordinator. I don't remember reporters asking what a great call EB made at the end of that game, 4th-and-1. It's always Andy Reid. Does Andy Reid, do the Chiefs, do Pat Mahomes promote, market Eric Bieniemy enough for him to get a job in this league?
Well, I mean, here's the reality. If you're like Don Martindale did a remarkable job in Baltimore this year. He got no interviews, zero. His numbers defensively are incredible over the last 3 years. He got zero interviews. The enemy's got, I think he's over 10 interviews with NFL teams by now. Count last year and this year. I think he's at least over 10. He might be at 12. He's been in front of 12 owners. Something, I don't know what it is, but something happens in that interview that people don't like. Something happens. Maybe he doesn't answer the questions the way they want to have them here to answer. I mean, look, the NFL is a very fickle industry. There's no way Josh McDaniel's in a room and Nick Sirianni's in the same room and they're talking football and you're going to pick Nick over Josh. There's just no way. Like, it's just no way. Like, it's not even close. And because I know Josh so well that his level is far exceeding most people. So you can't really predict what happens in that room. I don't know. He's been in front of people. He's been in front of at least 10 NFL teams. Something happens in the interview. I don't know what it is. But what happens is you got to get promoted to get the interview. He's gotten those.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually an excellent point. But so what about Houston? So it's like the when the cycle is over and the music stops, there's one team left with no head coach. What do you think they're going to do?
I don't know. I wrote about it today in The Athletic. I wrote a whole feature where I basically wrote a column for Nick to what I gave him my advice. If I were Nick, I'd hire Marvin Lewis. Now, you might want to laugh at that. Marvin Lewis has won 131 games in the National Football League. Okay?
How many playoff games?
He's 0-7 in those playoff games. You know how hard it is to win 131 games?
Yeah.
That's hard to do. It's hard to do. 131 games in the NFL. That's a really – and he did it at Cincinnati. At Cincinnati. Now, so we put that in perspective. The last 3 years, the Bengals have won 12 games. Marvin's got six of those wins, okay? So it's a hard place to be a head coach. And you get a guy who's got experience, who's been in a lot of messes. Because trust me, we don't read about it because it's Cincinnati. There's a lot of messes in Cincinnati you got to clean up. And this is a huge cleanup job for Nick. And then Nick's got to go handle Easterby. He's got to go figure that one out. Because that's not gonna go the way Nick thinks it's going the way it was in New England. Hey, and then he's got to go solve the quarterback.
Last one for me, Mike. All right, so Brady, Rodgers, we talked about the GOAT versus the boat, whatever it is. Brady's got it. Offensively, I don't see this defense doing what they did to Drew Brees, right, with Aaron Rodgers. So it's really come down to Tom Brady and the offense, like seeing how many points they can score to beat Aaron Rodgers?
I think it comes down to turnovers. I think it comes down to can they keep the pace of the game. I think it's going to be a hard game for the Bucs. They got to play. This is not the kind of game Bruce Arians likes to play. It's a complimentary football game. I like the Packers to win the game because I think Rodgers is playing at such a high level, and I think it's going to be hard for them to match that level on the road in Green Bay.
So you like Do you like Kansas City as well?
Well, hold on. Wait. Does Green Bay cover? We want to make sure we get this right because I got to make one of these picks, Mike, and I am losing an eyebrow if I get it wrong. So,
well,
give
look,
me some
I do
advice.
It every week on VSiN. I do it every week on Netflix.
I watch
I
it all the time. I missed it. Green Bay in cover, right?
I would lay the points with Green Bay. I would take the points with Buffalo.
Okay.
So you know what he did last week? He took your buddy Paul Howard's advice on VSiN, and he lost. So he's pissed off. So he's reaching out to you to bail his ass out.
Well, that means Paulie owes you. There's an incredible sports book out there called Stadium Swim. I'm sure Paulie's told you about it.
Yeah.
It's at the D Hotel. It's an incredible. Paulie owes you a few beers and a cabana. I'll buy you dinner if I'm wrong.
That's what he said. He owes him dinner.
He owes me dinner.
All right, Mike, we'll do it again next week. Have a good one. Enjoy
Thanks,
the games.
Guys.
See
All
you
right.
later. Mike Lombardi on the Harbor One Hotline.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On Twitter at Glenn D. Ordway.
Who doesn't like fun?
Back to OMF
on WEEI. This is breaking news.
Red Sox?
Nope.
Damn.
You want to try another sport?
Celtics?
Nope.
Patriots?
Bruins. Who's on a roll? Who's on a roll? Who's on a roll? Who's coming back to coach the offense? Offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, right?
Yep.
Guess who else is coming back to the New England Patriots?
Uh-oh.
Matt Patricia. Back to the New England Patriots.
The easiest call to make in the history of calls. That may have been the most predictable thing ever.
Well, let me give you
I
this.
Said that when he was, I agree when with he
Jim
was
McBride's
let go.
Got it, right?
Jim McBride. Matt Patricia is coming back to New England, and he will assist the Patriots coaching staff in a variety of roles, league source confirmed. In addition, Evan Rothstein, who worked in several roles with the Lions, will also join New England staff. Do you know him? I don't know him.
No,
I don't. No.
But probably somebody that Matt likes and thought was really good on that staff.
So a variety of roles.
Okay, so as much as people may, and I don't know, Detroit may be worse off right now with Dan Campbell. We'll get to him in a few minutes than they were with Matt Patricia. And as much as the Matt Patricia thing certainly failed miserably in Detroit, is this not a really good thing for the New England Patriots?
Matt Patricia?
Yes.
Of course yes. It is. I mean, this is like home. This is home.
So this guy, Rothstein, apparently is an analytics guy, right? Tyler, what did you say, staff?
Yeah, longtime research? Head coach assistant with Detroit and mainly an analytics guy, looks like. Research and analytics.
Uh-oh, Ernie, analytics. Look out, Ernie. Ernie, someone's
watch out,
coming
Belichick.
He get pissed at Ernie this year, remember? Oh, he get pissed at him. He threw the phone.
Steve Belichick's pissed off right now or what?
Yeah.
It's my that defense, is- Matt.
Okay, I want you to be by my side. I'm going to open my world to you.
No, but isn't that, though, so this is similar, and I hope I get this right. So when Josh McDaniels came back after getting fired from the St. Louis Rams, he was basically that same role but on the offensive side of the football. And I want to say Bill O'Brien was the OC. Bill O'Brien leaves. He goes to Penn State. And then Josh McDaniels just kind of gets back into his
job. How about this one? Ian Rappaport adds to it a little bit. Says, evaluating personnel will be a big part of this for Matt Patricia on a deal that's been in the works for weeks. Scoop days. You guys tell me. I mean, I don't know. Matt Patricia evaluating personnel? Is it?
I don't think you should read into it like he's just, listen, I think he can evaluate personnel. I mean, he wasn't the GM.
As a coach,
Bob
why wouldn't
Quinn,
you? That's part of
even
what
know
you
that?
Do
we even know that he can?
Yeah, but that's part of what you do as a coach. They're part of the meetings when they're scouting for players and stuff like that. That's a big part of what they do.
And more importantly, I think he's got a long history of knowing what these types of, like, what type of players Coach Belichick wants. I think this is the perfect role for him. Like, he's not held accountable to any big-time decisions. You know, he's watching film. He's probably going to do a lot of preliminary work on teams that they'll play in the future. Like, they always have one coach that does a reconnaissance, you know, so on a short week, that coach does all the hard work, you know, breaks down the film. And I guarantee you, he will eventually be that head coach. I mean, not head coach, sorry, that defensive coordinator. I mean, is he not the best qualified for the job? Like, right now, isn't he better qualified for the defensive coordinator position than anybody else?
Yeah, he's done it with success in the past. So
I mean, he made the biggest play in Super Bowl history.
Yeah, but the question, just ask him. But the question is, does Bill move who's already there with the pseudo role right now? He can easily slide Patricia in, call him an assistant coach, and he can have various different jobs. But I do believe, because we've talked about this organization were losing people. They lost Nick Caserio. There was fear that they were going to lose Josh McDaniels and lose others. I think this is all good stuff for New England when you retain Josh, and now you're bringing Matt Patricia back? This is all good. They need this right now because there's so much loss, isn't there, with personnel over the last couple of years?
No, I think this is
a bad thing.
This is very predictable, okay? he was kind of, mentored and polished, and paid his dues here.
And Bill's had a great relationship with him, over the years.
And these guys are different than Romeo Crennel or, Charlie Weiss or any of those other guys because they were just, generally older. These guys
came learned
up
from Bill.
The Barry. Yeah, right. I mean, like Matt Patricia, Nick Caserio. I mean, Matt Patricia was, and Josh, they were both basically quality control guys.
Yeah,
that
Charlie
literally
really,
did it the way Bill wants
to
do it.
Let me ask you, when Patricia left, what was one of the things, I don't want to say they trashed him on the way out, but the praise of Brian Flores sort of seemed like they trashed him on the way out.
The players.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was simple. Like, the way he communicated was much better.
It seemed like there was an excitement level that Flores was the defensive coordinator, and they were excited that Matt was gone. Now we're bringing him back. Were all the players wrong?
But you don't like it.
Were all the players wrong?
But can we at least kind of add to the fact that here's a position coach that was there longer than any of those other guys, so they're happy for him. Of course he's talking to them in their language.
I think that Bill kind of needs a lot of these guys around him right now, given everything that's in front of him. So I'm happy that Josh is back here. I think Josh is better at his job than Matt Patricia. That's all. And, once again, I'll save you, Matt. Come on over here. And what do you think we should do here? Whatever you think, Bill. Well, I think whatever you think, just thanks for giving me the opportunity. Thank you so much for bringing me back. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to go to Detroit, and thanks for bringing me back. Whatever you think. Like, I don't know. I'd like to have a few people but challenging him a little bit more. And I think Matt Patricia, owes him.
I think you assume that everybody's a yes man to Bill. I don't think he hires yes men.
I don't either. I don't think that's true,
Lou. He specifically doesn't hire yes men.
Well, it's one of the things I think Curran had on Nick Caserio. One of the criticisms where he never challenged Bill.
Now, I think Nick is a coach.
I mean, that's his GM.
Though. So, I don't, as far as coaches go, I mean, listen, is Curran always right?
No.
Okay.
But he heard it from people over there.
No, it might be with Nick Caserio. That might be the case. I don't know that, but I don't get that. I don't hear that, matter of fact, and I don't hear it from players who left here. They always say they were able to sit and have conversations and change
Not
Bill's
players,
mind and
about,
speak
about
up.
Coaches
players do it.
About personnel people, those sort of things. Yeah, so. I don't know. Patricia, it just worries me. I think bringing bodies back to help Bill in this process. I get it. So I guess in that way. But it didn't seem like anybody was upset when he left. It seemed like they were so excited that he was gone that Flores was running the show.
And here's the thing. And here's what happens, Lou. I mean, position coaches always have a better relationship with the player than the, whoever the head coach is or the OC is.
Because those are the bosses,
Just a different relationship. Like, your defensive coordinator and head coach, there's always going to be a big gap between there. Your position coaches are the ones that you confide in. You mess around. I mean, like, those are the guys. B-Flow got the job. Man, awesome. That's our guy. Now he's the DC. Now he's the head coach. So, anyways.
Yeah, I don't think that's surprising. Okay, you need some more help with your picks?
I'm not sure how I'm going to take this.
Remember Paulie Howard was on last week from VSIN, and you listened to him? How did that work out for you?
I guess he was 50% right.
Okay, we're bringing Paulie back. It's coming up next right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Back here on OMF, we've got our little pool going here, betting pool from week to week during the postseason, and at stake, the loser. If I lose the stash. If Lou loses, he loses the lettuce. If Christian loses, he loses one eyebrow. Not two. One. Just to embarrass
honest to God,
everybody.
Like, I just fell right into Lou's trap. It was trap from the beginning. I should have known better.
What's that?
It was a trap. You're like, it was like a setup. I feel like you guys were colluding. You two.
No, I want you to remember. I want you to remember one thing that's factual. I said I was going to just shave. Clean shaving.
And what did I say?
You upped the stakes. Said that's not enough. I want you to shave your head.
A hot pepper. I said I was going to eat a hot pepper.
Yeah, you wanted me to shave my head.
Please.
You upped the stakes. I went for the eyebrow then. You're the one that caused it. I just reacted.
Something really like a ghost pepper. I thought that was painful enough. Yeah.
Well, so here are the.
You have to thank Paul for the eyebrow here.
Here are the. Going to talk to Paulie in a second. Here are the.
My idea too.
Here are the standings. I'm up one game on Lou. I am up two games on top of Christian, and lose on top of Christian by one game. So I would say the eyebrow right now is in jeopardy. So we bring back Paulie Howard from VSiN Live, the first sports gambling news network, and he joins us right on the phone line right now on the Harbor One Hotline from Vegas. Hello, Paulie. How are you?
Hello, Nesson. Hello, New England.
How are you?
We're going to Barry's. If you blow this, by the way, send an invoice to Lamar Jackson, that puke. I mean, just disgusting effort. 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye steak, Barry's at circa $155. It'll choke an elephant.
There you go. Christian. Paulie, Christian's in trouble here. He's
Paulie,
in trouble.
Man,
he listened
to
you.
Like, I was like, all right, last week I remember watching you on that show. I'm like, man, this guy's pretty good. I mean, I think I know somebody who knows him. So I called up my boy Mike Pritchard. Mike Pritchard calls you. I said, he's like, yeah, Paulie will set you straight. This guy is gold. What do? I go in lockstep with you.
Baltimore.
And here I am. Lou's got the Clippers in one hand. And freaking, you know, Fat Boy over here has got the shaving cream in the other one. Listen, if you were ever going to phone a friend, I'm giving you, I guess, a get out of jail free card now, based on the performance from last week.
Okay, yeah, Lou, don't get smart. Stay the way you are. Now, number one, what are you supposed to do? Tucker misses two field goals, and then it's still 10-3, and Jackson gets the pick six. I mean, Johnson goes 101 yards and he intercepts the ball in the middle of the field. Ridiculous. So this isn't. It's a tough.
That's what they call it, gambling, Paulie.
You're out there. I mean, you're dissecting these games because I think some people could sit there and say, I don't know, just flip a coin for Christ's sakes. You got just as much luck. But tell me why that's not the case. What Buccaneers, Packers, what are you liking there?
All right. So last week I told you to pee in a cup because you're on this Trubisky fanboy thing.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
But you might say, I have to go. I'm betting against Tom Brady in a big game again. So I might have to have my head examined. But again, the same points I made last week. What has he done this year? Because we know he's the GOAT. But what has he done this year against teams with a winning record? The Saints handed him that game last week. He threw for 199 yards. Braid had 4 for 50 and led them. Brown, Gronk, Evans, Miller, each with one reception. But they still win the game because Brees kept turning the ball over. And they actually had success on the ground, which surprised me, as Kamara had 85 yards. The only way Tampa wins is if they win the turnover battle and Green Bay beats themselves. Tampa's 10-0 when they win the turnover battle, but Green Bay has a league low 11 turnovers and only 2 in the last 7 games. You might say Bay is coming back. Bowles brings the house. He blitzed 56% of the time on third down in the first meeting, week 6, when they punished him. But they, even though they lost Bakhtiari, they've done a great job protecting Rodgers. And they don't turn it over, and they protect him. And look what he has done against top 10 defenses. They ripped the Bears up a couple times. They went up and down the field against the Colts, and you saw what they did last week against the number one defense, at least points per game. Did whatever they wanted at .188 on the ground against the Rams. Rodgers, he better win it. I'm a legacy guy. If Rodgers loses this game Sunday, he falls to 10-9 career in the playoffs and will only make one Super Bowl trip. He's 37. He's not going to get a better chance than this. Packers win.
I think there's all sorts of pressure on Aaron Rodgers. You're right. He's got to win this game.
So, Paulie, I would say if you look at the last time the Bucs played, the Packers, there was turnovers were part of the story. Was it not? I mean, because to me that they're so then the intangible. Who has more of a benefit from the intangibles? Hey, I'm the Green Bay Packers. We had a crappy game. Now we're going to prove you wrong. okay, we're, you know, I'm the Bucks. You know, I'm looking at legacy also. Bruce Arians try to, you know, finally get there again with this whole team. I mean, who do you give that variable to? Like, where is it, who holds the advantage there?
I would say it's the Packers. They just threw one. I mean, they did it last year, too. They went to L.A. against the average Chargers and got embarrassed. And they still went to the NFC Championship game. It was a stinker. It happens. You know, we look at New Orleans. New Orleans, I brought that game up, New England, on your show last week. The Patriots were 14-2, and they beat the Jets, 48-3 on Monday Night Football, and then got beat by them at home in the playoffs as a one seed. The Saints swept the Buccaneers and routed them 38-3 and then got beat at home. So I think the intangibles and the advantage goes to Green Bay and the fact that Rodgers – they also – Adams is just coming back from injury week six, and Lazard didn't play. So you get Vea back, but Antonio Brown's not going to play too.
No, Winfield might not play either. Yeah, that's another one.
I saw that as well. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you. And the other thing, you guys would know this. He should be fine with the cold, you would think. But now Brady's 43, and he just spent a year in Tampa. Maybe the cold gets to him. Just saying. You never know.
Paulie Howard of VSiN from Vegas is joining us live on the phone line. So let's get to Kansas City and Buffalo. The line is only 3, which is kind of surprising. Are you concerned at all about Mahomes' toe? Because I'm not concerned about this concussion or getting choked out or whatever the hell happened.
Right,
no,
right.
The toe looked to be a problem in that game against Cleveland last week.
Totally agree. We're on the same page. By the way, I loved your interviews with Bobby Valentine. Bring him back. But that was. Here's the thing. The guy, what do you want to do, right? You're hemorrhaging money here. You're broke if you're betting on the Chiefs. They haven't covered since November 1st against the Jets. So the last 8 wins are by 6 or fewer. Buffalo's 9-1 ATS on this sick run, and America's fallen in love with them. But Mahomes has won 24 of his last 25. Here are the points scored in Mahomes' losses. 28, 24, 32, 32, 31, 51, 40, 32. We had one stinker. Sunday Night Football against the Colts, they scored 13, even though we had 300 yards passing. So just a point. Buffalo and Allen are going to have to probably score in the mid-30s to win. They can do it, but will they get it done? I don't know. In the first meeting, Kansas City also gassed them on the ground. They had 260 yards rushing. So that sticks out to me, too. But I cannot, and I want to see what he looks like on the first drive. That'd be very important for in-play wagering to bet on the Chiefs. But I can't go against Mahomes in a big game. I can't do it. He never has a bad game. You see what you have to do in order to beat him. And I just think they're going to – and Buffalo also is ranked 17th against the run, which is third worst for a playoff team. So even
and
though
they
worked out
run.
Against Baltimore –
I just look at Buffalo a guy like Pat Mahomes either. And thinking, you know, you're out there in Vegas. Like, man, it's tough to walk up to a window and bet against him, given that I think we just had your buddy Lombardi on. He's talking about when the Patriots beat him, they scored 24 points in 3.5 minutes in, like, the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? Like, it could be down 14.
Right.
Next thing you know, they could still beat you by 10.
Right. And they probably would have won that game, but they couldn't cover Gronk, and it's 3rd and 10, and the Patriots get the touchdown and win the game. But I think they were going to come back. Whoever got the ball first was going to win. I can't do it. I can't go against Mahomes in a big game. I got to take the Chiefs, too.
When you look at last week's game with Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, you know, for a guy that's as young as he is, 24 years old, I'm starting to think, okay, that's about as good as it's going to get. Like, do you think that the Baltimore Ravens are going to stick with this style of offense, or do you think they're just going to, you know, ride it out?
I think they're going to stick with it. I think they're, to use a poker term, they're pot committed. But I think going back 2 years ago was one of the biggest flukes we've ever seen, that guy won the MVP. Their passing game sucked all year. They were dead last in passing. See, that's the thing with Buffalo. Buffalo shut their running game down after the first drive, but you don't have to worry about the pass with Jackson. Well, you got to worry about Mahomes now, and you saw what happened against the Colts. The Colts averaged 5.3 yards per carry, and they had the threat because they had Rivers, and they just left too many points on the board, and they should have won that game. But as far as Baltimore, that I don't think that's going to work. And plus, the guy has struggled in big games. I mean, so what? You scored 20 points against Tennessee, and you came from behind. They can't stop a nosebleed. So I think it's going to be Allen against Mahomes for years to come, as they're both in their mid-20s, and not Lamar Jackson against Mahomes.
Hey, Paulie, I know like the game straight up involves like our facial hair and everything else, but I'm just curious, the over-unders for maybe some people that might be interested in dabbling in other things. What do you like in these two games?
Well, it's 51. What am I looking at? 51.5
in the Green Bay game, and it's up to 50. It's 54 in the AFC game. I think the AFC game is the one that could be crazy. I mean, that the AFC game could be just an aerial circus. But I would just point out, Green Bay has played 8 straight overs in January, and the last 6 Green Bay playoff games have gone over, if you want to do that. So you think, I mean, even 28-24, I wouldn't even say that that's high scoring, but that goes over the total. So that's a tough call, though. But I think if one game goes over and is absolutely nuts, it'd be the Buffalo-Kansas City game.
Paula, you mentioned the weather up in Green Bay, and it's going to be really cold, frigid with possible snow. And I've seen some people write this, well, Brady's good in snow. He's done this before. But he practiced every day in cold weather in New England. They played in cold weather every week. They won last week indoors. All of those other players are accustomed to 60 and 70 degree weather. How is this not a factor in the game?
That's what I think. I think you can come to dinner. You get an appetizer, though. No steak. That's the same thing. That's the same thing I'm thinking. I mean, and you also saw when Favre vomited on himself against the Giants when he was up in age in that NFC title game, and then the Giants upset the Patriots. Favre, but look what the cold did to him. I mean, he should have been used to it. But once you get up there in age, I think the cold has a different effect on you. So I think the weather's going to play a role here, and also favors Green Bay big time. And even if you want to say Brady will be fine, it has to bother the other guys who aren't used to it. The other guys on that team can't be used to 20-degree weather and snow.
Yeah, I always feel like it's interesting, you know, do guys like, okay, do they try to convince themselves that it's no big deal by going out there without sleeves? Like, look, I'm so tough, it doesn't affect me, and it always ends up biting you in the end.
Yeah.
So, but I'm curious about some prop bets. Some new coaching decisions have been made, you know, Dan Campbell in Detroit and nobody in Houston yet.
Oh, my God.
Do you have are there any lines at all on how many games Dan Campbell will win, and any props on who Houston's next coach will be?
Bieniemy's the favorite at 2-1. That's various places. Bieniemy's 2-1. We got several emails and tweets today. Whatever the Lions win total, let's bet the under because of that buffoon Gamble and that press conference. My God. he's a caveman. The guy was a caveman in Miami. What a horrible hire. I'm trying to think what else is the guy in Philly was 8-1. Salah was the favorite in New York. And I think, McDaniels was the favorite. And then the guy who got it was 8-1. So yeah, Bieniemy's the favorite in Houston. And I just saw they talked to Caldwell. So I don't know. That's what I have for the odds there on new coach.
I'll leave you with this one. They're throwing it around, pushing this game as the GOAT versus the boat this weekend. The greatest of all time versus the best of all time. Isn't the best of all time the greatest of all time? Aren't they all in the same? What are we doing here?
How can you make one Super Bowl and have a career playoff record of 10-8? And I know McCarthy's a bozo and a zero. He's so bad. But I don't understand how you could have Rodgers in the conversation. To me, it's insulting that you have Peyton Manning in the conversation is Tom Brady. I mean, if the guy wins, he's in 10 Super Bowls. He's got 14 championship game appearances. Montana had 7. This is lunacy. I mean, again, I'm a big legacy guy, but if Rodgers loses this game to be 10-9 in the playoffs and only one trip to the Super Bowl. Oh, by the way, that would be 4 consecutive NFC championship game losses, too. And they got housed last year in San Francisco. So I'm the same thing with Breeze. You know, Breeze has a 500 playoff record. Breeze is only one Super Bowl. I mean, to me, they're not top five. They're not even close to Brady. They can't even have the same discussion.
But Paulie, Breeze is playing home playoff games, losing at home.
That's right. Never encountered bad weather. Yes.
Yeah, but hold on. Here's the thing, though. Okay, but if you were to take Tom Brady out of the equation as the ceiling. And then would these other quarterbacks, these Hall of Fame, potential Hall of Fame quarterbacks like Breeze and Rodgers, what would their numbers look like then? I mean, how comparable to the next greatest guy would they be? I would say they'd all be probably in the same bucket.
Yeah, I know. Brady rules it for everybody.
You got to take him out of the equation.
All right, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? He stunk for most of his career, but he has 2 rings.
No, we had this discussion the other day.
No,
we say
I don't think he is.
What about Philip Rivers?
Nope.
No way. No.
Thank you.
No way. No way. He went to one championship game. That's it. He's 2 games under 500 in the playoffs. He lost at home 14-2. He lost at home at 13-3.
So stats are overrated and longevity is overrated.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are compilers, too. I mean, you can't touch anybody in today's game. Can't touch the quarterback, can't touch a wide receiver. You can put a video game
up. Yeah, the numbers are fake.
Other sport. Right.
I like that, compilers. Yeah,
I like Lou's idea the other day, the very good Hall of Fame. We have the Hall of Fame in Canton, and
they want to combine the two. It's like, you know, even like I see it in baseball, and it's just like, the guy was good. He was great. When a Hall of Famer, though, it's a difference.
Right.
Crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so let's just confirm your picks, Paulie. Okay, yeah, so sure. Packers.
Who likes the two favorites?
Packers, Bucks. Yeah. Give it to me. Go ahead. Just refresh my memory.
I'm taking the two favorites. I'm not going against Mahomes in a big game. I think the moment might be too big for the Bills. Again, I think they're going to be a public dog too. I think the public's going to come in on Buffalo as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go against the GOAT here in a big game. I just think the Packers' offense is too good. Again, look at Brady's numbers this year against teams with a losing record versus playoff teams.
I know. It's crazy.
And also what happened last week. They didn't do anything. He had 199 yards passing. They didn't do anything on offense.
That was Drew Brees that lost that. Drew Brees lost that. And Cook lost it with that drop pass.
And then you like Kansas City in the other game.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah, so by the way, Tampa's punt coverage. What a horrible, horrible punt coverage by Tampa.
All right, Paulie.
I've never seen a guy break down special teams more than you do, Paulie. It's impressive.
All three facets of the game, right? You got to have all three. Paulie, great stuff as usual. You can catch him on VSiN, follow the money. You can catch him on NESN here locally in New England. Why don't we do it before the Super Bowl? How's that? We'll do it. All right?
All right. All right. You got it. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Good luck. Paulie Howard of VSiN right here.
Did you lock him in?
Kristen, did it change your mind? Did it change your mind?
You know what? I honest to God, like, I keep talking about this human element variable because I think it's a real thing.
I don't know what
thing.
The hell you're talking about.
There is something to that. So you're giving me all these stupid stats, you know, but you know what? Sometimes somebody just wakes up and they say, you know what? I feel really good today.
Good.
And then the other guy's like, there's something in the air. I've seen it so many times.
We got an hour to go, and we will give our official picks coming up in the last hour, and hair will fall. This hour of OMF brought to you by Feldman Land Surveyors at Feldman. They get it right from the ground up.